take two.
Yay.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
Hey, look, all three of us are recording this time.
We don't need Bill.
God damn it. We don't. Shut up. I can do this. I'm a good engineer.
I think we are the only ones that use this studio that don't have to have Bill.
Just about. I mean, I'm sure a lot of the other podcasts don't have to have him, but, you know, he's around for that shit. He trusts us.
Aww.
I'm sure he trusts the other guys, too. But.
Well, yeah.
He's actually become, like, the third host for Serving Ice, so.
He really has. He likes that show.
It's good times. If you guys haven't checked out Serving Ice on the Popular Cast Network, I suggest it.
They're, cool
they're funny guys. They just did an episode about evolution and how hard it would be to evolve people into mermaids. Or how hard it would be to evolve horses into unicorns.
Oh, it was, argument.
It was, oh my god, it was fantastic. And it's like, well, wouldn't the horses just evolve into giraffes instead? It's like, what happens then? It was, you have to listen to
and
it. I'm not going to try to.
I was like, he told me about that one time. And I was like, Dylan, do you know how evolution works?
I was just going to ask that.
Right?
Like, evolution's usually when an animal needs something. Like, they'll evolve to that.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah.
It was like basically, like, if there's something on a higher... I don't give it away, but...
If their food got higher and higher, their necks would get longer so they could
reach wouldn't necessarily develop a horn.
Yeah, unless they needed to, like, stab something.
But then they start talking about, like, helping evolution along by doing, like, gene manipulation, cool.
Which people do that all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
the dogs.
Oh my god, what? I lost the word for it, but like taking the genes of like, splicing. There we go. Like a horse and like a narwhal.
Well, not even splicing, like just breeding them.
Well, I don't think you could breed a horse and a narwhal.
A horse and a narwhal.
That'd be fucking entertaining right there.
Okay, now I'm gonna bring up Hitler.
Oh god.
I mean, not in a like, I love Hitler kind of way, but he was kind of trying to do that too by like creating like the perfect world and like breeding different.
Well,
yeah.
What is that? Eugenics?
Yeah.
Sure.
Which is funny. He wanted to create the Aryan race, but he had dark hair, dark eyes.
Yes.
He was part Jewish, actually.
That's under debate.
I'm going to go with it.
There are no records of his paternal grandfather.
Yeah.
But his grandmother was a maid for a Jewish family, and they think someone in the family might have impregnated his grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading, like...
She liked that happens.
We were sitting at work, really being bored, and we were like, oh, look, 20 things you didn't know about Hitler.
Yeah, I read that, and I was like, I already knew a lot of these things.
I know, so did I, but some of them were kind of interesting, and I was like,
I didn't know that he, like, that thing, what was it, with, like, his niece? He was, like, so obsessed with her, and he kept her locked away until she eventually shot herself in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, he was completely obsessed with her to the point where, like, he was basically in love with her. And he kept her, like, imprisoned until she eventually, like, went crazy and then shot herself.
Why is there a seashell on the floor? Did you have, like, a crab that escaped?
Oh.
Or a snail?
My snail died, and I put it in the trash, and I guess it fell out.
Or Molly got it out. She was like, free snail. That's right.
Yeah, the snail in here died, which was really weird.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Did you have enough algae for him to eat?
Yeah. Have you seen this thing? This is not clean. I think it was too cold.
Oh.
Because he died right before I put the heater in it. What did you pick up?
Yeah. She was tough, and she picked it up with bare hands. She didn't need no stinking napkin.
I'm OCD.
Napkin.
I would have had to go wash my hands.
Yeah.
I will lick my hands if
that'll make us feel better.
Gross.
Go ahead, Lauren. Have some more cheese.
Oh god, speaking of having dirty hands. So our well pump broke yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I got a shower, and then like after I got a shower, Jeff went to get a shower and he had no water.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's been a fun like day and a half.
Do you have anywhere
water.
To go?
Yeah, we went over to his parents' house this morning and got showers there. And we got, like, the big 2.5-gallon jugs of water so that we can, you know, cook food and occasionally flush a toilet.
Yeah. Damn. How long until you get your pump fixed?
Hopefully tomorrow. Jeff's dad, luckily he was down at the auto body shop working yesterday when it died, and he called a plumber he knows who's supposed to be on call on the weekends, but he hasn't gotten back to him yet. And yeah, so hopefully tomorrow it gets fixed. Jeff is... he has to drive through New Berlin to get to work, so he's going to stop at his grandmother's house and get a shower there on his way to work.
Smart.
Yeah. Whereas, if I want to shower, I'll probably either have to wait for the water to come back on or go over to Jeff's parents' house.
Yeah.
So.
Or just tough it out.
So, hence having to make frozen pizza for dinner, because I didn't want to use up a lot of water.
Yep.
Like, I went through, I've been planning weekly menus so I don't get too much shit at the grocery store. Now my menus are all fucked up.
God damn it.
Seriously.
I always wanted to try to do that, like, the weekly menu thing.
Mm-hmm. It's not that hard. I really only plan out dinners because it's just Morgan and I for lunch, and she's super picky, so I make her, like, one of the three same things for lunch every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jeff just does a... salad with beans every day for lunch. So lunches are easy, breakfasts are easy, it's just dinners I have to plan out.
Yeah.
And then you plan out enough dinners and then you've got leftovers for a couple days. And that's cool. That works out.
That's what I do. I'll make something and we'll eat it for three or four nights, or I'll let him eat it and I'll just eat other stuff.
Like, I'm done with this meal, you finish it, I'm gonna make something new.
I feel like men don't get sick of food as easily as, like, women do. Because I find myself, like, I don't want the same thing over and over again. I'm just tired of it. And Bill's I'm gonna eat the same thing every day for the rest of my life.
And I'm gonna say that's kind of a person-to-person thing, because Jeff and I are the same way. Like, if it was up to him, we would just be ordering out pizza every fucking day, which it's good, I enjoy it, not for every meal every day. But when my brother was staying with us for a week over the summer, he and his wife had picked up just a small handful of things at the grocery store, and the one day she asked him what he wanted for lunch, he was like, not sandwiches. Like, it wasn't even the same kind of sandwich. She was changing up, he's like, I'm fucking sick of sandwiches.
Yeah.
Something that doesn't involve bread.
Yeah. I think we ended up going out for pizza for lunch. To tie that back together. Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, we eat way too much pizza. It's disgusting.
Oh, I know.
We've actually been pretty good about dining out. We haven't been doing it as much. We're trying to keep a better eye on our finances now that Jess got the new job. We gotta rework, like, our bill schedule and shit.
I don't know, same here. Like, Bill and I, like, because I work on a commission basis, and his hours have been cut lately, kind of, because...
Well, they should be going back up.
They haven't been giving enough hours, although it will be, because Jessie freaking, like, broke her shoulder.
Mm.
Yeah, she fell off a ladder at work and broke her shoulder.
Oh, my God.
So they
gave
her an extra 10 hours a week to do shipment and stuff like that, because she has to have people help her.
Oh, God.
But, yeah.
And I'm sure with the holiday season coming up, they're gonna...
Oh, yeah,
up
like
the staff at the store.
Yeah. And, like, the same thing with me. Like, work is, like, picking up back again, so it's really nice. Got so freaking slow there. For everybody. Like, even Bill said, like, everything's just so slow.
Yeah,
nobody's spending money.
Yeah, it's the pre-Black Friday, just the dip.
Yep.
Everybody's saving their money until Friday morning or Thursday night, which... Fuck any of you
Seriously.
That are going out on Thanksgiving to shop.
If
that is bullshit. Don't do that.
If you've ever worked in retail, just don't do that to those people.
Now, I know...
Like, they deserve to have a freaking day off.
Yeah.
Seriously. And I know there are some people that don't get along with their families or don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving. They're like, I don't mind working.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. Whatever. But, like...
Yeah.
Those people are still people, so just, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you're gonna go out, just don't treat them like shit.
Yeah, seriously.
They already feel bad enough that they don't have somewhere to go on Thanksgiving.
I don't know what it is about, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas that brings out the worst in people. Like, they're just hey, Christmas is coming. I'm going to have family over. And we're going to give out presents. And we're all going to be happy. And we're going to treat everybody in retail like they're fucking their slaves.
Yep.
That's because everybody...
Because it's your job. You work here. This is your job. You have to cater to me. The customer is always right.
Oh, God. 99% of the time, the customer is not
That was the best
right.
part about working at the movie theater, because the customer was not always right. Yeah. We did not bend over backwards to kiss your ass.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
If you were wrong, the managers basically told you to get the fuck out. Yeah. It was great. Sometimes I miss that job.
Some days I so wish.
It's one of the perks of working for a small, privately owned company, not a corporation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that the management can do whatever the fuck they want.
Oh, I so can't.
No, because you have a lot of people to answer to if you do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. It's so much fun. But anyway.
Yeah.
So we were going to talk about women's rights.
And stuff.
Maybe a little.
Bit. Yeah.
Little how we feel about how women are still oppressed, even though it's 2013.
All of the shit that's going on over birth control right now is fucking ridiculous. It should not even be an issue.
Just give us birth control. Republicans, just shut the fuck up. Free birth control is fantastic.
Yes.
Seriously.
For everybody.
So you offer free birth control. That's less abortions, which Republicans flip the fuck out over. That's less unwanted children that have to be on welfare, which Republicans flip the fuck out over.
But Obama suggested it, so we hate it.
Oh, of course. The black guy said it, so no, we can't do that.
We can't do anything.
Oh my God. Speaking of birth control, I spent the last like week and a half in a fucking panic. My period was like 10 days late.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So I picked up some pregnancy tests on Friday.
Wait, aren't you on anything?
Jeff
had
the vasectomy.
Yeah, he had a vasectomy. So he comes home Friday night and he's in a good mood. And, you know, we're talking, we're in the kitchen. And I was like, you want to see something really scary? And he was like, what? And I have a period tracker app on my phone, and I opened it up and I show it to him, and like the front, like the main image says 10 days late. And he was like, okay. All right.
Well,
it's fine now. If I just would have sucked it up and waited another 24 hours.
Doesn't that suck?
Right?
That's the best happens. I've never had that moment.
Mm.
Oh. To be perfectly honest.
I got the test and I took them and they were negative and, you know, whatever. But we're just like...
I was about to be like, well, doesn't that suck when that happens? And then I was like, well, I've never actually had that moment.
Shut your whore mouth.
Before I was on birth control, my period was always like a month late sometimes. Like, it was never on time. So
mine was always constantly late.
I was taking tests like every month.
Yeah.
I've never taken... Although the one day I woke up and I saw like on the back of the toilet was a paper for a birth control test. This was when Andre was still living with us, and I was like, "What the fuck?" So I like dug through the trash real quick because I'm like, "What did it say? What did it say? What did it say? Oh my God, what did it say?" So it was negative, but I was just like, "Oh thank God!" I left the paper there because I didn't really think about it. And then Bill texted me frantically at work, like,
times. Oh, poor
like,
Bill.
Freaking out. And I was like, sweetie, it was like frantic because like, I wasn't able to even respond to him for like at least an hour. So he's freaking panicking.
That's the worst.
And like, I was like,
poor Bill.
It's your sister's. And he's like, what was the result? Because he's like, that's not any better.
Right? Oh my God.
I was like, no, not me.
But yeah, we had a serious couple hours where it's just like, what do we do? Like, I was like, well, first thing, you're going to call the fucking hospital and get another test to see, like.
Yeah, because you're supposed to have that tested with,
30 days? It's like 30 days and or 20 ejaculations, something like that. But yeah, it came back clean. Like, he didn't have enough sperm in his semen to get anybody pregnant. So I'm like, all right, well, first things first, like, you're going to have to call the fucking hospital and make sure you're still clean, and if not, we have a urologist who's got some splaining to do.
Oh, man, that would suck.
That's and it's awful. Like, well, what do we do? Like, do we keep it? Do we not keep it? And it's like, well, we don't have enough money right now up front to terminate a pregnancy. So that's kind of the question. But in the long run, it's so expensive. And it's just like, oh, God. But everything's fine now. Yay. It's good.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, you have no idea. I'm like, I don't want to fucking be pregnant again. With, I don't want to do it. Don't make me do it.
You have a toddler. And then
oh, my God, an seriously.
Infant on top of that.
I mean, had it happened.
I don't know how, like, women freaking do that. Like, oh, God, right? Kids.
My grandma had 9 kids.
My grandma had 8.
And it's just like, well, yeah. How do you even. And, like, I know at least, like, the first few kids, like, my mom is, I think, the third, and she is only, like, 1 or 2 years apart from her older siblings. Like, there's only 1 or 2 years between all of them, and I'm like, what the fuck? How do you manage that shit?
Mm.
And she was a stay-at-home mom. Well, I mean, of course she had to be, because she was fucking pregnant all the time.
My grandma actually worked.
Good Lord!
What? Yeah. She worked. Yeah. She worked at...
fuck that.
I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was like an egg packaging place.
Oh.
I would die.
Yeah. She worked a full-time job.
I worked till I was like, I think 7 or 8 months pregnant. I was like, no, fuck this. Fuck this. I am too fat. I'm going to go home and just nap all day.
Kids work
and watch
all the
Law
time.
And Order.
My grandma was freaking amazing. Found out like through my mom, like she... My grandfather was very abusive. He was an alcoholic.
Oh, that's fun.
And so he, like, beat her, beat the kids, you know, like, a couple of their pregnancies might not have been her idea, you know, kind of thing.
Wow.
And, well, I'm going to venture to say that very rarely was it the woman's choice back in the day.
No. And
back to women's rights.
Yeah. And I really respect my grandma because she went to the doctor the one time after having, like, my mom was the last one. And the doctor was like, Nancy, you have had 8 children to that man. Do you want to have another one? Do you think that it's a good idea to have another one? And she was just like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. You know, I don't think I'll be very happy and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I will tie your tubes right now. Not tell him. Not because he wasn't there, of course. Not tell him. Not tell anybody. Just tell him that you had a problem with the
pregnancy. I'm assuming this is like immediate postpartum delivery kind of situation. Yeah. She was still in the hospital.
Yeah, she was still in the hospital. And he was like, I'll do it right now. And she's like, okay. So she had her tubes tied. And then he couldn't have any more kids. And my grandfather got even more angry then. And eventually she just left him. She picked up, like, I think only like 4 or 5 kids were still at home.
Oh, God.
And she picked him up, packed him in the car, and just left.
Holy shit.
Which Lord. Is not something you do back
no.
then.
No.
And... Yeah, like, I have so much respect for her for freaking leaving him.
I don't understand why someone who's abusive and obviously doesn't love people, like, why would he even want more kids? You know what I
right.
mean? Like, why would you I want to keep having kids?
I don't have any
idea. So you have more people to beat, you know? Like, I don't...
And, like, I didn't understand it, too, because, like, he passed away, like, last year or the year before. And we went to his funeral because we were like, all right, you know, fine, we'll show our respects because our aunt, for whatever reason, really loved him. And we were like, I don't understand your relationship. Like, did you not have the same childhood my mother had? Because you were older and you saw all of that. But anyway.
Well,
so we went. And the freaking, like, a bunch of his friends stood up. And, like, his couple people from his church and things like that. And the pastor from his church were all talking. And they're like, he was such a great man. He loved all of his... He loved all the kids in the church. And he was such a good guy to this and this. And he was always, like, helping charities. And we're like...
Is this the same person?
I'm looking at my cousin. I'm
did
just
we walk into the wrong funeral?
Did you look in the box? Because I don't think... Are we... Wait a minute.
What time is it? Are we in the right place? Is this the right church?
That man had like 72 grandkids and probably spent 10 minutes tops with the total of us.
Oh my God.
Like, I barely knew this guy. I met him once when I was like 5.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
I'm his granddaughter and I don't even know him. What do you mean he was good with kids?
Wow.
Yeah,
well, we were just maybe,
like, what the hell?
I mean, I don't know the situation, and I don't want to give people any more credit than they deserve, but maybe, like, after your grandmother left, like, maybe he turned some of his shit around.
I have no idea.
But...
I have no idea.
Who's to know?
I don't know. And I know he stopped drinking at some point, because I know in, like, the nursing home he wasn't drinking anymore.
Well, I doubt they would have let him.
So, at some point...
Though, I don't know the place where my grandfather lives. I mean, it's not a nursing home. It's, like, assisted living, yeah. But,
I don't know if he's in a... I don't...
They have parties once in a while, and they'll have, like beer or wine. But, I mean, you know, you get your little, like, fucking... plastic, like, Dixie cup thing going on. It's not like they're giving them bottles or anything.
That's a bummer. I mean, they're old.
Yeah, you should let them do whatever the hell they want.
Well, they're also, a lot of them are on a lot of medications.
Oh, there's a problem.
Yeah. And I mean, again, they're also, like, really old.
I don't care. When I'm old and if I'm in good enough health...
Yeah,
I will be drinking.
Well, my grandfather...
Because I'm going to be old, and I'm going to be miserable. Oh,
up until he stopped living on his own, he always had Budweiser in one of his refrigerators in his house. He was a Bud man. He had, God, like 20-something of the commemorative Budweiser Christmas steins.
Hmm. Dang. That's awesome.
They were cool, yeah.
Why don't they do that anymore?
Maybe they do. I have no idea.
Did you guys ever see the Budweiser Clydesdales in person?
Yeah.
So they'll have, like, guest appearances around. I think my parents took us to see them when we were young.
I saw some Clydesdales at the mall Christmas parade.
Yeah.
The one year that we were in it.
Oh, my God.
They're so big.
They're huge! Their feet are, like...
Yeah.
Ginormous.
Jeff's parents, like, kept needling us to take Morgan to the Christmas parade because she loved the Halloween parade so much. But we're just like, oh, maybe what time's the mall Christmas parade? They're like, oh, it's 9 o'clock. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not going to that. I'm not getting up at the ass crack of dawn and taking my kid to the mall. So then it came to the point where it was, like, the day before, because it was just yesterday on Saturday. So Friday, his mom was like, so are you guys taking Morgan to the Christmas parade? And we're like,
no.
No. They're like, well, do you mind if we do? I was like, you go right ahead. And they're like, okay, we'll be there at 8:30 to pick her up. I'm like, that's fine. I may not be out of bed yet, but sure.
Just pick her up, take her with, whatever. Door's unlocked.
But
just
she had fun.
My daughter. It's fine.
She had fun. We put her in her snowsuit because it was fucking cold yesterday morning. And she got candy and she saw horses and dogs in sweaters, apparently. I have no idea. Apparently she had fun. Whatever. Good. I'm glad. I'm whatever.
Bam. The Lime Mountain Band we used to play in that.
Yeah, Jeff said Salins Grove Band did it a couple times. I thought it was through the mall. I didn't know it was around the mall.
Yeah, it's on the outside.
Yeah. I would have been more inclined.
Cold.
Yeah. Wow. If it would have been inside, I would have thought about it. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I found out it was outside, I was like, fuck no, I'm not going.
Could you imagine how loud a marching band would be inside the mall?
Right? I didn't know there was a marching band, in my defense. Saying, like, I thought it was just like a chintzy little parade.
I was just saying that. Could you imagine?
God, that'd be so awful. Loud. I remember when we used to play, like, inside, like, the hallways of the school. It would, like, echo so loud. You could hear it on, like, the other side. That was fun.
I drank my drink too fast.
You'd have to yell at the drummers to, like, shut up!
It's going to be a fun night, guys.
It is going
to
be a fun night.
Woo! Oh, going back, kind of touching on the women's rights things.
My husband just texted me.
Buzz, buzz.
Hi, Jeff. Ooh. You currently are just...
Uh-oh.
Jeff's mom, today at church, thought she lost her phone.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
So Jeff told her to get... because she has an iPhone. Told her to log into iCloud and do the Find My iPhone. And just found out her iPhone is in Liverpool.
Somebody
swiped it from the church.
Holy crap. What do you do? Can you call the police and
tell them? Maybe. I don't know what to do from here, but woo, okay. But no, I posted on
Way to go, churchgoers.
Right? If you can't trust the people at your own church, what the fuck, man?
Holy crap.
But cool. I posted that image I shared the thing from Skeletor is Love that said, if it's not my... It's like, if it's not my wardrobe, it's not my business.
Okay.
Which was a retort to the Huffington Post, air quotes, article on, like, the top X amount of women's fashions that men hate.
Oh.
Oh, God, have you seen this? You didn't? No, oh, my God.
I saw the headline, but I didn't read it.
It was so stupid. It's all these things that are, like, air quotes, in right now. Like, you know, girls are wearing, like, a lot of beanies, leggings, high-waisted stuff. And it's just guys weighing in on these fashion trends and just saying, like, how much they hate them. And I'm like, really, HuffPost? Fucking really? Slow News Day?
Yeah.
Like, why are you trying to pit the sexes against each other even further? And it's like, I am female. I don't like all of these fashions. Like, I'm not going to wear them. But, I mean, if you like them, good for you. I'm not buying it. More for you. Go buy. Go buy. But it's just like...
Really?
Yeah.
I have a beanie. AJ likes me and my beanie.
What's wrong with beanies? Wedge sneakers?
Okay, I fucking hate wedge sneakers. I think really they're ugly.
I'm not into
it. I saw a pair of really cute shoes at TJ Maxx last night. They looked like bowling shoes, and then I picked them up, and they had, like, the big fucking wedge heel. I'm like, never
why
mind.
Why don't they, like, open side shirts?
Right?
You get to see side boobs.
Right? Oh. Why would you... I think the thing is...
I think that
it's,
looks trashy. Kind of, like, usually... You
well, I don't understand why men hate it.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I know.
I look at that if it's actually like a trashy shirt. You know what I mean? Like, because I've seen people that dress like that, but not to be trendy. Like,
yeah. Well, okay. Right. There's that. But it's I'm not trying to stereotype or anything. But it's pretty big with lesbian culture.
Okay.
So I think that's why there's a huge dude backlash against it.
Mm. Bright lipstick.
Yeah, bright lipstick, too much eye makeup.
Heavy eye makeup.
And it's just like, I'm looking at this list, I'm like, what the what is this? And the one comment...
Bikinis?
Oh, those are the
bikinis without straps.
Yeah, yes. Strapless bikini tops. The guy was like, because...
Pointy-toed shoes. And fake nails.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't even care, but, like, they wrote it and they put it together in such a way that it's like, okay, all women out there, we need to get together and wear all of these things at the same time because men hate it and men are so bad and they're so judgy and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like,
I don't think it's really men. I think it's just whoever wrote this article.
Seriously, I'm debating if those are actually, like, real
fold
fucking
over
quotes.
Ankle boots.
It looks like your shoes have foreskin. That is the comment on it.
Yes, it does.
Yes. I'm like, all right, who's the fucking 12-year-old that said
ultra
that?
Ultra high heels.
Really? Oh, yeah, I'm sure guys hate that.
Yeah, yeah.
What does every stripper in a damn strip club wear?
You fuckers.
Oh, yeah, the comment on the pantsuits is like...
You're a woman, not a man. Men's business suits, you're a woman, not a man.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm like, really? What is this? But, like... My favorite was the comment.
Drop crotch pants. No, you shouldn't wear those.
Nobody should wear those.
Yeah, I'm not into that. But I mean, if you're into it, fine. Whatever.
MC Hammer can wear those. That's it.
You have every right to wear whatever the fuck you want.
Oversized sweaters.
Right? I like oversized sweaters. So they're so warm and comfy.
Straight leggings. Really?
Yeah, I wear
my
leggings.
Favorite was high-waisted skirts. Like, the guy who commented on it was like, they lack subtlety. And I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean?
What, lack subtlety?
High-waisted skirts. I'm like, that is like the opposite, I think, of what you're trying to say. Because, like, high-waisted skirts, they are subtle. Like, you're not showing skin. It's right. Like, I don't understand.
It's not like you're pulling a short shorts. It's not like you're wearing a short skirt and pulling it up. You know,
yeah.
You're wearing a high-waisted skirt. That
I'm just like, I don't... How is that not subtle? I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
And I feel like, you know, Inigo Montoya, that word you keep using, I do not think it means what you think it means.
Inconceivable.
Yeah. Inconceivable.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And then...
Totally unrelated. Oh, go ahead.
Just to wrap that up real quick, New York Mag did a retort to it that was like, how to dress so that bros will leave you alone. And it was like, wear as many of these things as you can at one time. And I was like, that's funny. It's still kind of wrong, but it's funny because fuck HuffPost for writing that.
That was pretty
good.
It was just a comment. It just popped into my head. We were talking about things that were stupid. And do you understand the saying "time is love"? Like, does that make sense to you? Could you
even, in what could you context?
Even, yeah, could you even possibly perceive that as being like anything? It was on a tattoo. It was a freaking hourglass with a banner that says like, "Time is love."
Like the more time you spend with someone, the more you love. I don't know.
That would make a little bit of sense. Yeah, the more
time is love. That doesn't that. That's not always the case.
No,
because the longer you can spend with somebody, you're gonna
the more they could
more.
Freaking annoy you.
I don't get that. I just thought that was really stupid, and I had to bring that up.
That is, God, that's dumb.
That is the dumbest. Okay, whatever.
If you have that tattoo, can you tell us what that means?
Yeah, seriously. If you're a listener, clarify that, please.
We're just curious.
Please.
What the hell?
I mean, personally, I think it's dumb. But maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's stupid.
I think a lot of tattoos are stupid, but they're not on me, so.
Right.
I don't care what you have on your body.
And again, not your body, not your business.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not judging. I saw it. And I thought, you know, I don't even get that. Like, I can't even think of any context where that would even.
Yeah. I don't have to like it as long as they do.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nope.
So, Jeff's mom has a pretty good idea because with the Find My iPhone thing that you can do through iCloud, it gives you almost pretty much, it can pinpoint it almost to Anyway, but apparently she's got a pretty good idea given the address that it gave her, so she's calling the people.
That's awesome. I'd be like, bitch, I know you got my phone. I'm calling the cops right now. Like, that's what I would say.
Well,
even if they weren't,
she's the church lady, so she's not going to say
church lady needs their damn to phone. Realize somebody stole her phone.
Oh my
at
God.
Church.
I heard her say the F word yesterday, and it was hilarious.
God, I did not.
It was great because she was trying to describe the woman she works with at church, the receptionist there during the day. She had a certain phrase for, you know, people who live out in the boonies, and she was trying to remember what it was. And it was probably something like bumfuck nowhere, but she was like, it was like bumble nowhere fuck something, and I'm like, ha, you said the F word. I didn't call her out on it because I'm just like.
In your head, though.
Yeah, I totally
and
was.
You're like, Grimmel said fuck.
She says shit all the time, though. She calls people shithead all the time, and it's hilarious.
My grandma on my dad's side curses like a sailor sometimes.
That's awesome. My grandma did, too.
I don't like
it was
her.
Great. No, my grandma was awesome. She's dead now, but she was awesome.
Yeah. My grandma's awesome, too. From my mom's side. The one I was talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mine, too.
Love her.
Me, too.
Best cook ever.
Yeah.
Best everything ever. She's a great woman.
Speaking of cooking, who's looking forward to Thanksgiving?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So much.
I have to make a meal.
Ugh.
Kind
of
sucks. My mom's getting her surgery tomorrow.
Oh, finally.
For
she's
her hip. Yeah.
She's finally well
she's
enough.
She's finally getting her hip replacement. And so she should be out by Thanksgiving, but she doesn't, because you're supposed to be in the hospital for 4 days.
Oh,
so she asked me, she's like, Grandma wants to know.
Sorry. I'm trying not to interrupt your story. I want a plate. I'm sorry. I want a plate.
Just point to whatever you want, and I'll hand you the container.
All right. So my grandma asked me, she's like, well, since you're... she asked my mom if she could ask me if I could make the fruit salad this year. So my mom's like, hey, Grandma wants to know if you can make the fruit salad. And I was like, yeah, sure. I can totally do that. And then she goes, do you know how? Do I know how to make fruit salad, Mom?
Buy a bunch of fruit, cut it up, put it in a bowl.
Bam. Well, not even that. I was like, your fruit salad, all you do is open up a bunch of cans.
Oh, what? She does it the cheap way. Oh, that's bullshit.
I was planning on buying fruit and putting it in a bowl. Like, I was planning on cutting up fruit and putting
it
in a
bowl. Oh, my God. Jeff's grandmother, she usually makes fruit salad for, every family meal we get together for, and she's got this dish. No shit, it looks like a fucking light fixture. It is like this big round, probably, I'm going to say 8 to 10 inches, like across, and then like 4 to 6 inches deep, just big fucking glass dish, and it's got like the stem and the stand, and it's all fancy looking, and but just filled. She like layers the fruit in it, and it's ridiculous, like strawberries, blueberries, kiwi, pineapple. Like she goes all out, and it's all fresh, and it's all fucking delicious.
Wow. That must be a grandmother thing, because my grandmother does fruit salad too, but hers is in whipped cream. Like,
oh man,
we do fruit mixed in whipped cream.
I don't know why she wants me to make fruit salad, because nobody ever eats it. We always make fun of her every... Like, we always make fun of my mom every year for bringing fruit salad. We're like, nobody eats this.
Yeah, same here.
People don't want fruit salad. They want pie.
Yeah.
If it's mixed in whipped cream, they'd want it.
Oh.
I might bring whipped cream.
There you go.
There you go. We're gonna eat this.
Just sit in the corner and do whippets. That'll make Thanksgiving so much better.
Aw.
No, I do not condone doing whippets at all, because that shit will kill you.
Seriously, that stuff is dangerous.
Mm-hmm. I would never do that.
Anything that deprives your body of oxygen is bad news.
There's no alcohol or anything at my grandma's Thanksgiving.
Really? That's a bummer.
I'm pretty sure ours is going to be dry, too. It usually is.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
There are still stuffing balls.
Oh my god, I love those. Jeff's dad makes those. And they're fucking delicious.
Stuffing balls are my favorite. The minute I get there, I'm like, where's the stuffing balls? They're here, right? You made them, right?
I'm bringing
some. I normally have to call her like a couple days ahead and be like, you're making stuffing balls, right? That's like 1 year she didn't make them. And I was so upset.
You gotta get the recipe.
So now, I call her every year, and I'm like, hey, Grandma, in case you weren't planning on making stuffing balls, I will get you the best Christmas present this year.
I'm bringing the green beans this year, because, like, everybody else who brings green beans always makes, like, canned, and they're gross and mushy. Mm. So I bought a bag of, like, fresh green beans today. I'm going to steam those. I'm going to make some sauce. And then I'm going to bring some vegetarian gravy for Jeff and I.
Good plan.
Yeah.
I have to make... Well, I got a turkey. A 15.5-pound turkey.
No, who are you cooking for?
Who did you get a 15-pound turkey?
Giant. I got free turkey from Giant.
Oh yeah, with your points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Fuck yeah. You don't beat that.
Nice.
Even if I wasn't making it for Thanksgiving, I'd still get it just right? So I had it.
Yeah.
we use all our points for gas.
AJ's dad.
Oh.
And then I guess his younger brother and his wife and kid are coming up, and maybe his older brother. And
is this gonna be
at AJ's dad's?
Okay,
but I have to eat. I'm eating a meal at my mom's, because I guess my dad's mom and brother and his son and I don't know, people from that side of the family are coming up at my mom's, so I have to somehow have a meal ready while I'm at my mom's house eating a meal. Because I have my mom's meal, my mom's dinner at 1, and then we're going to have dinner at AJ's dad's at like 7 or something.
Mm.
That's going to... I might be cooking at my mom's house.
Hmm.
Hopefully I'll be able to get everything done in the morning and just take it with me, but... Oh, well.
Yeah, and I mean, you could probably just like leave your bird cooking while you're away.
Well, we're not going to be going back home first.
Oh.
That's the only problem. Because it would be going from where we live to Winfield to Middleburg.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of out of the way. Never mind.
Yeah, that would really suck.
How many Pyrex containers do you have?
Thankfully, I think I have enough. I don't really have to cook a ton. I'm going to have filling left. I have to go to my mom's this week to help her make the filling for our dinner, and then I'm just going to take some home. And that's my grandmother's recipe of, like, potato filling. We don't do stuffing. We do, like, almost like a mashed potato filling. It is freaking delicious.
Hmm.
And then, I don't know, a broccoli casserole. I'll do sweet potatoes. I don't know. Don't know yet. Yeah. Have to figure that out tomorrow.
I still don't know how my grandma does it. She freaking makes everything. By the time we get there, almost everything's done.
Yeah.
She starts it the day before.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you pretty much have to.
Yeah.
She started thawing the bird last week, man.
Oh, yeah.
Actually gotta take mine out of the freezer.
That is like one of the biggest perks of being vegetarian. Tomorrow? Is you never have to cook this shit.
It'll only take a couple days.
Oh god.
Or I'll leave it in the sink overnight.
There you
Wednesday
go.
Wednesday night.
Aren't you like not supposed to do that because it gets like crazy bacteria?
Dude.
If it's not thawed in 2 days.
If that is the case, then and if I haven't had food poisoning in the last 23
yeah,
days,
exactly.
I'm pretty sure I'm fine.
Yeah, I thawed. Plus when you cook it, bacteria
right,
really cooks.
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
I found out one of those wives' tales kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Bill's mom, after our one party, we had a metal spoon. Like, I just put the taco dip in the fridge and I put the spoon in it. Because it was already in there and I was like...
Don't leave metal in the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to go bad. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, your whole taco dip, it's bad. And I'm like... I'm pretty sure it's fine. So I, like, looked it up on the internet, and I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Unless your metal has something, you know, that's actually going to contaminate it. Your metal, you know, yeah, isn't stainless steel or something.
I think my parents
used to tell us that. I don't know where
that came from. AJ's dad microwave stuff with saran wrap on it.
I used to.
Like, isn't that bad? Doesn't it melt? I thought it would melt in the microwave.
A little bit.
Sometimes... There's very specific rules to microwaving with saran wrap. You can even microwave with aluminum foil, but again, there's special rules to it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Wouldn't it, like, spark?
Again, there's special rules. I don't know what they are.
Special circumstances.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know what they are, but I know...
Yeah.
I have heard tale...
I once put a fork in the microwave just because I wanted to see.
Oh my god.
And then I had to buy my mom a new microwave.
So, long time ago.
That was the first microwave I bought her. I've had to buy her
god.
At least three.
Ashley.
I know.
long time ago, when a shitload of people used to live in the house that we live in now, when all our friends were renting it, one of the roommates got a brand new microwave for Christmas, so they decided they were going to do fun stuff with the old microwave.
Oh boy.
And so our beloved friend, listener, and theme song creator, Mike Carpenter, took it upon himself to do microwave experiments.
Oh god.
He was really obsessed with making plasma in the microwave. I think you needed like a grape... And, like, a CD, and it was a bunch of weird shit, and it was, like, split second, because, like, that's what the sun is made out of. The sun is made out of plasma. It's the gas and the heat and the shit. It really wasn't. Well, they were getting rid of the microwave anyway. No one was ever going to cook any food in it. I'm pretty sure.
I don't think you should touch plasma.
Well, you don't. It's a split second. You see it through the window, like, it flares, and then it's all over with. But, Which it's, I don't know if you've ever seen a CD that's been in the microwave, but it looks really cool. It does this like really crackly design on it, and they're actually really pretty. I had some for a while, but I think I finally threw them away. I think at one time somebody put a bar of soap in the microwave. Have you ever put like, I think it's either Dove soap or Ivory soap. You put it in the microwave and it fucking like balloons up and does this crazy like foam thing. It's nuts.
Because Ivory soap even floats.
Probably what it is.
Because we used Ivory every time that we were camping at the campground. We would wash in the creek.
There you go.
And you just throw your soap and your shampoo upstream, dunk in the water real quick, and then your shampoo and stuff comes back to you.
That's cool. That's crazy.
Yeah. You don't have anywhere to put it.
Well.
Yeah. And then when they were done with their microwave experiments, they took it out in the backyard and shot it full of holes with an unregistered gun.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. And then the old people next door complained because of the noise.
Of course they did.
Because the old people next door hate everything, which I am pretty sure they're the reason that my rooster disappeared. I have a feeling because they're the reason. I know that they're the reason that the random pee hens disappeared. Mm. I have a feeling they're a reason that my rooster disappeared too, which I'm fucking pissed about. It was either them or he got taken off his tree in the night by fucking like raccoon or a fox or some shit.
Raccoons are bastards like that.
They totally are. And they can climb. They've got little hands.
They can actually pull shit right through chain link fence, too. Like, they're little...
Raccoons are awful.
Yeah. Oh.
They're cute, yeah. But they're jerks. They did jerks.
That to the duck that lived at Pet World.
How do you do that?
I don't know. It was just a mess of feathers and...
Oh, ooh.
And
oh,
it was...
Okay. Ew.
Yeah. Right through the chain link. Like,
gross.
Come on.
I'm done eating.
I mean, it wasn't like a bloody mass or anything. I mean, they pretty much got all of it.
Oh.
Damn raccoons.
Gross.
So do we have any more women's rights stuff to talk about?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Man.
I'm like really topic on that subject. I don't know facts. I don't know, like...
I'm so freaking tired right now.
So...
But, yeah, I'm kind of...
Yeah, dude, seriously. I slept like shit last night, because, since you guys weren't doing the karaoke thing, Kelsey and I were trying to figure out something to do, and, like, a coworker of hers was having a party, but then that party got canceled, so, like, we had absolutely nothing to do, so we ended up watching Pulp Fiction, because neither of us had seen it all the way through in one sitting, and we were up to, like, 1 o'clock. Mm. And then I got up to my bed, and it's my husband and three pets in the fucking bed, and I'm, like, trying to maneuver in there, and I'm just like, this is awful. It took me, like, 2 hours to get to sleep.
Why don't you shove them all around?
I do, and then they come back! But, phone update for anybody who cares out there.
Did she call?
She did. Apparently, she called the house, and the mother was there, and,
Wait, how is she talking to Jeff if she doesn't have her phone?
Jeff's dad does.
Okay, cool.
He has his phone.
Anyway.
Yeah, apparently, she called the house. There was a woman there. Apparently, I guess her kid must have taken it, but she's... The address that showed up... On the iCloud search is a church that she's currently at with her dad, and she is in for one hell of a scolding from her parents.
Oh, so the daughter.
Oh.
Holy she Nikes.
So it seriously went to, like, the church?
Yeah, she is at a... her parents must be split up because she's at a different church with her father right now.
Wait... Then how did your... Huh.
So she probably goes with her mom to one church in the morning and then with her dad to another church in the evening.
So that's how your grandma knew. It was with, like, the daughter. Because the address went to the church.
Yes. Because the address is at the church and she...
she knows who'll go
She
to
called
the
woman and was like, hey, not trying to point fingers, but here's the facts. And she was like, oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, shit.
So... Some little 11-year-old is in for some serious trouble.
We had those conversations when I was younger. We'd come home, and I'd come home from school, and, like, my brother would be sitting at the kitchen table, like, with everything that, like, didn't belong to him.
Oh, God.
Like, because my mom would just go through his room on certain occasions and, like...
I didn't buy this. Where'd you get this?
Everything, yeah.
Oh, wow. But at least your mom called him out on all of it.
Yeah, stuff That's like awesome. Cell phones and, like, watches and things like that. Holy yeah, fuck. There's been so many times that, like, my mom had to, like, call people and be like, hey, so we have this.
I'm sorry.
This is a trick. Shit. Should have sent him to military school.
Any word from,
I wouldn't have helped. Nothing would have helped.
From our guest for next episode?
Yeah. No, because I told him to wait till closer to 8.
Okay.
Oh, all right, then.
Yeah, it's only 7:30 right now.
I told him to call when he was, like, 2 miles away. That way I could tell him, like, where to park.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because it's confusing getting here the first time.
Yeah. And I figured I would just run down there and meet him.
Yeah. I thought these were olives, but that wouldn't have made any sense.
No, they're absolutely the best grapes I've ever had.
Oh, my God. I am seriously obsessed with Mediterranean-style food right now. Jeff and I are on a huge kick of, like, pitas, hummus, like, feta cheese, olives, spinach, lentils. Just, like, it's like, oh, my God, put it all in my mouth now. It's so good. I need to explore more cheeses, but The selection, this Giant has a pretty wide selection, but I look at the labels and I'm like, oh, I'm not putting that in my body.
Yeah.
Like every single, like unless the cheese is a whole block, it has fucking cellulose in it to prevent caking.
Yeah, I really want to try making my own cheese. I've just been really lazy.
Do it.
But I think eventually I will. Especially cream cheese. Like, there's really easy to make
cream making cheese. Cream cheese isn't hard if you get raw milk.
Yeah. Like, it's the recipe that I saw was super easy.
And I mean, I know there's a lot of local places that make their own cheese, too, which are freaking delicious. I think a place we usually get ours is like Greenfield or something. Greenfield Dairy. I don't know. Mm. They used to set up at the Sealands Grove Farmers Market on Saturday mornings, but they're done for the season. Like the farmers market in town's done for the season, which is disappointing. But like everybody's
still open
because it's indoor.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they've moved on to the. A lot of the people have booths at the Wednesday Farmers Market in Lewisburg too. So I need to go check that out. But it's just like, that's one more fucking place I gotta tote my kid to.
They actually have a lot of the people that vend at Lewisburg on Wednesday are now in Sunbury.
Oh, that's like, cool. How is the farmer's market going? Because, like, I went there once and it was sad.
I don't know. I mean, I don't go every week by any means. Okay. Like, I was just there. I mean, there's never a whole lot of people there. But they have, like, a homemade soft pretzel people now. And ooh. Hillbilly Kettle Corn is there. And... like there's candle and lotion people. I can't remember the name of the company. There's a lot of stuff there. And the meat place.
I thought about making my own soaps and lotions and things like that.
I did too, but then I think, wait a minute, I have like 7 bottles of lotion in my cupboard, and
I know
I'm like, I'm never gonna use all that. Why and why should I go and buy all the ingredients to make my own if I have 7 bottles of freaking Bath and Body Works shit in my cupboard right now?
I'll
go to the outlets and stuff like that, and seriously, just pack full.
Yeah,
I'm slowly getting rid of all my shitty chemical shit in my bathroom.
I just don't use it a lot.
Well,
and I don't want to waste it. I don't want to throw it away.
Well, that's essentially what I'm squeezing shit down the drain.
Wow. Yeah,
because I don't use it. It's if anything has been sitting in my bathroom for like a year and I haven't touched it, I'm like, I'm never going to. So I'm just going to flush it down the drain and recycle the packaging.
That's smart.
Yeah.
And my kid caught on to it. Now, every time we go in the bathroom, she like grabs a bottle and I'm like, no, 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 no. Stop. Honey. Stop. We're not doing that.
Not that.
Put that back. Put that back.
Not what we're doing.
Oh, God.
Friggin' niece is hilarious.
Oh, God. She turned 1, right?
Yeah, she's like 12 months, 14 months.
Well, 12 months is 1 year.
12 months is a year, so I can do math. She's like 14 months.
Okay.
And so now she's a lot of fun because she can move around and like she can run.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She can walk and yeah.
That is fun.
She still cannot say my name.
That's fine.
I'm not Auntie Ashley. I am Odie.
Well, if that's how she associates, I would be proud to be Odie, man. I tell you what.
Like, you know what? Okay, sure.
I will be Odie.
I am Auntie Odie. Sure. Because she associates me with the dog. Yeah. And every time she sees me, she points at me and goes, puppy! All
yep,
right.
Yep. Why not?
Okay.
We'll That's go fine. With that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Oh. And, like, I went with her and my mom to, like, help watch her when she took, my mom took the dog to go to the vet. And, so I'm, like, sitting in, like, the waiting room just kind of waiting for her and stuff. And she's running around. She went to Sunbury Animal Hospital. So they have, like, the cats that are there. And she's pointed at all of them. She's trying to bang on the glass. And I'm like, no, you're gonna scare the crap out of them.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
And she's just laughing. She's pointing at them and just staring at them.
Dude, cats are exciting for toddlers.
Oh, I know. And I was like, oh, there's a fish tank over here. So we went over and looked at
the fish. Oh, God, especially don't touch that.
Oh, my God.
Give the fish fucking heart attacks.
Seriously. And, yeah. It's fun times. But, yeah. And then, like, as soon as we got home, she, her mom came out to the car then to meet us, and she's like, did she poop? And we're like, oh, well, Your turn.
Not it.
Your kid now.
Freaking love not having to.
You will be happy to know.
Do that part.
I finally shotgunned Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, either on or off mic, we can discuss that at some point.
Oh, if you liked it or not.
Oh, I did. Good. I'm sure it was way over-dramatized from what the actual novel is, but
Oh, so you read it? Did you read it?
No, it's on my Amazon wish list for anybody listening.
Amazon. Speaking of Amazon.
I don't remember which podcast Bill was recording for, but, like, I came upstairs and he was recording the Amazon thing, and he's like, hey, Ashley!
It was for Popular Outcast. Yep,
I heard that.
I just started listening to that.
Like, you jerk.
That was cute.
Hey, Ashley, what? You shop on Amazon? Yeah.
What do you want?
Awesome. Yep, you were totally doing an Amazon ad on Popular Outcast last week.
Yeah. That was funny. Still do one this week on our podcast.
I don't want to do one.
Hey, Ashley. Get in here.
I already am in here. Guys, I've been here the whole time.
Yeah, no. I know.
All right.
God, I am so goddamn tired. It's I know. Hard. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Ridiculous. Really trying hard not to say that anymore because it's not cool.
It is.
It's like calling something gay or, you know, whatever.
It still slips out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Every now and
then. So does gay. AJ says it too, so I can't, like.
It's so hard to pull words out of your vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying not to say.
But that's a subject for another time.
I'm trying not to tell people to grow a pair.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to call people a pussy.
Yeah.
But, you know. Because both of those are really kind of backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're
Betty White said it best.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, yeah. If you have a pussy, those balls are sensitive. Strong. And if you're telling somebody to grow a pair, you're telling them to grow something that's very delicate.
Yeah.
Very off.
Yeah. Pussies but, can take a pounding.
They totally can. push up. Oh, God. You made me lose my train of thought. God damn you.
Ah, sorry.
I was gonna.
You were gonna tell our listeners about Amazon.
Nobody wants to do that.
I mean, I think at this point, if you've been listening for a while, you know the Amazon drill. But in case you don't,
hey, go shopping on Amazon.
If you do any shopping on Amazon, we do a bit of an affiliate program with them. They give us a little kickback for all the business that we send their way. It's not much, but it doesn't charge you anything extra. So. You go to the Popular Outcast website, any of the pages, if you like our podcast, or the Popular Outcasts, or the Delusional Loners, or...
Mixing it up
with Mike Carpenter, or...
Thanks for the theme song, Mike.
Yeah, I heard it was on last week's episode, so...
It was.
High fives to Mike Carpenter, but if you're doing your shopping, there's a purple Amazon banner on the PopularOutcast.com. Just clear your cookies, click on that, do your shopping, and it gives us that little bit of money every now and again. You know, we like money. I like money.
I like money.
I
don't have any, but money. I like it.
That's such an underrated movie. And slightly overrated, too. Idiocracy.
Oh, I love that movie.
Right.
It's hard to sit through sometimes because it's just like my brain is melting. But
it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
I think the problem is that, like, you sound gay, dude. God, fucking Justin Long.
Being brought to you by Carl Jr.
Brondo, it's what plants crave.
Do you even know what electrolytes are?
It's what plants crave. Oh, God. So, yeah, if you want to go buy Idiocracy, if you want to watch Idiocracy, you can probably watch it on Amazon Prime. Actually, I have no fucking clue.
I have no idea.
Amazon. Find out if you can watch it on Prime. Let us know.
Get Prime. That shit's awesome.
Oh, my God, it fucking is. Free two-day shipping. Prime. It's the best. I mean, I hate supporting Amazon because it is, like, killing little businesses, but it's...
Yeah, but don't they take really good care of their employees? I'm pretty sure they do.
Allegedly.
We should ask
some depends.
I know someone that works for them.
Depends on what level of employee, because I've heard the people like in the shipping warehouses don't have it real great, but people who actually work at like
the offices?
Yeah. People who work at the offices.
I actually know someone who started working at a shipping warehouse.
Really?
I thought he posted a picture on Facebook of like the huge meal that they were cooking for all the staff outside of the building.
Maybe it's not necessarily like things they do for the employees. Right. It's just like the working conditions, which for any kind of shipping thing is shitty, whether you're working for like UPS or the Postal Service or FedEx or what the fuck ever.
Yeah.
Any kind of warehouses, factory jobs, they all kind of suck.
Yeah.
Been there, done that, not doing it again.
I never did that. Don't want to do it.
Don't do it, man.
Oh, that was smart.
Jesus Christ.
At least it wasn't your head.
I am seriously falling apart today. It's not even funny. It's not good. Friggin' sprained my finger. It's awesome. It's looking better by the minute.
Should probably get the ring off there in case it swells up.
Really. But yeah, it's... Oh, yeah, doing so good.
Yeah, so... So it's episode 26.
Yeah.
It is.
Shop on Amazon.
Sorry if we were a little...
Scatterbrained.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think...
Our next episode should be interesting.
If our guest shows up.
He will.
Show up, dude.
Show up, guest. If not, we'll get Bill in here and we'll make Bill entertain us.
No, he's showing up. We're all good.
If you have any idea what bitcoins are, that's apparently what we're talking about.
Yeah, so stay tuned. If you have any interest in bitcoins or what they are,
I tried to look it up, and I'm still lost.
Yeah, me too. So
apparently it's the currency of the future. So
we'll clear that up next episode. So we'll I'm fucking done. I'm hitting stop now.
Okay,
bye.